Praise 100.9, 92.7. I already talked a little bit about it. Crazy weekend in sports. Let's check in with Wes Bryant. Go in the trenches. Wes, what is going on?
Well, what's going on, Melanie? What's going on, Queen City? And, hey, the Panthers took care of business on Thursday night. They had Sunday off, but this week's spotlight is on the Charlotte Bobcats, who will open up the 2013 campaign against one of the league's newest glamour teams in the Houston Rockets. James Harden, the Beard, you know about him. Dwight Howard, you heard all about him in the offseason. They will take them on Wednesday night in Houston. Now, they hope to have big free agent acquisition, Al Jefferson. He's expected to play despite missing the last few preseason games with an injury. They also hope to have Michael Kidd-Gilchrist as well, so that should be a great opening night matchup to get a little bit of a gauge to see how the Bobcats look this season against a very talented Houston team. Their season begins there, and then Friday they come home for their opener at the Cable Box versus former Duke Blue Devil Kyrie Irving and the Cleveland Cavaliers before they finish off their first week on the road at New Orleans on Saturday night. So basketball action kicking off. And college football winners and losers had a few more winners this week than last week. The number 9 Clemson Tigers bounced back big against the Maryland Terrapins. Duke had a historic program-changing victory in their upset over Virginia Tech up in Blacksburg, who was number 14. The number 21 South Carolina Gamecocks won a thriller coming back from 17 down in the fourth quarter against number 5 Missouri. And Appalachian State finally gets back on the winning track as they defeated Georgia Southern. In NASCAR, Jeff Gordon finally breaks his 32-race winless streak at Martinsville, where he is an 8-time winner, and now there's more suspense, should I say, for the chase for the championship, as Matt Kenseth and Jimmy Johnson are now tied at the top of the standings. And also in the NASCAR Truck Series, you had Darrell Wallace Jr., a.k.a. Bubba, getting his first victory of the season, and Monday he was the first African-American to win a NASCAR major series since 1963. So that was a historic victory for him.
Awesome.
And tonight you got Monday Night Football, the St. Louis Rams against the Seattle Seahawks. And that has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live, Melanie.
Awesome, Wes. Thanks for the weekend recap.
All right, Melanie.
Hey, early voting has kicked off. We give you the details on how you can get yours in coming up at 1:05 right here on Praise.